Welcome back to Dow Talk Weekly. This is Dow Talk Weekly, episode 73, also known as the ETH Denver episode. We're back from ETH Denver. We're still alive, but we're barely breathing. Shout out everyone we met in ETH Denver. We met some, I guess I was talking about this internally. I had a few people, like more than five, come up to me who I hadn't met before who are from the cast. So shout out to everyone out there listening. I jokingly call it the most turbo niche podcast in existence, which still is true, but that means the community is pretty strong, and like the listeners we have listen very closely and they enjoy the cast, hopefully. A lot of shit talk around CHG not knowing who the Clash was, which was great. She's annoyed by it, but keep bringing it up to her because it's funny. So how is everyone's East Denver? Frisian's out today. He's on the slope skiing. So he'll be back next week for episode 74. But Frisian, we can be his mouthpiece because CHG and Kaden were with him most of the week while I was doing a lot of the booth stuff. And if you came by the booth, got any merch, appreciate it. I have some more I'll be sending out. So if you weren't able to make it to Denver and want some merch, just DM me. And I'll get it to you, like straight up for free. So, I mean, it's also first come, first serve. So if you hear this and you want it, DM me and I'll get you some out there. I can send you a little Dow Talk care package. We got our shirts and stuff, but we also got some like Dow Talk stickers, which are actually pretty popular. So we'll get those out. But CHG, we'll start with you. How was your ETH Denver? And then we can kind of break down like what, you know, some learnings and what we heard from the streets. And we got some tweets we can go through as well. And then we got some ecosystem updates as well this week. But last week was pretty quiet on the online front, I think, because a lot of people were IRL and like chatting and talking in person. So CHG, floor is yours.
Yeah, ETH Denver was really fun, actually. I was surprised by the quality of this year. I've been for a few years, and this year I felt like the group that at least I was able to interact with was like, really strongly aligned, with where I see the future of the space going, especially in governance. So that was really cool. And then, I'm sure we'll get into this later, but we talked a lot, you know, like people come to these trade shows and want to like sell their thing, which is less of what Tally wants to do. And more so we want to influence others of our vision of governance, basically, whether that results in them paying us or not. So that was really cool. We spoke with a lot of partners, which I actually got more of than like potential clients. So yeah, we'll kind of break down what that means, but I'm excited about the future of governance, especially as it's moved forward during conferences. It's, you think of things that really excel being fully remote and things that don't, and governance is not as effective as it could be when it's in person. So it was great to get the weekend to chat.
Yeah, I think something it's kind of been our view of from like a company ethos perspective is, yeah, we are a company that has a product and we want customers and clients and for people to pay us. Like that's any other business. But I think something that's been successful for us, and this has primarily been like Frisian's and Dennison and Raph's vision from the beginning with Tally, is, you know, being a thought leader and kind of leading from the front and creating best practices for governance. And then hopefully, you know, those protocols that end up eventually decentralizing want to work with Tally and use the governor standard. And we like love that, and we bring them on, and we take pride in our like growing ecosystem of partners and DAOs that trust us to govern. But it's also cool to see like the ecosystem grow as a whole, you know, especially in the Bear, like a lot of like places shuttered. And I think we're starting to see one, the projects, you know, Tally included, that stuck around and made it, start to expand now and grow a little bit more as, more people come into the ecosystem. But also seeing like other players in the space flourish as well and kind of blurring that line between competition and friendliness. I think it's not a zero sum game per se. In some aspects it is, but on the whole, I think, you know, the more protocols that are coming on chain and decentralizing in meaningful ways, is cool. So yeah, I second that. It was cool to see, you know, kind of like talk to these people we talk to in the forums and in Telegram chats and in Google calls and whatnot, like getting to see them in person and putting a, you know, a face to a name was really cool. So Kaden, how was your time?
Oh man, I had a great time. It was my first time in Denver, my first time at ETH Denver, first time at an industry conference. Was really overwhelming at first, for sure. But after a few days, I started to get into the swing of things, and I started to have a good time, especially side events, for sure. I feel like the trade show floor is a nightmare, and the, what's the term? Necessary evil? I'm going to call it a necessary evil. But side events were really awesome. It was really cool to see alignment with and around Tally and just where the DAO space is at right now in particular.
Yeah, I agree. I think, DAO Talk is a great, what's the word? A great, it's a great, example. There we go. Example. Wow, I couldn't figure out the word example. Example of the way we view Tally. One, like I said, as a product, and two, as a, content. Wow, I'm stuffed up. Holy shit. Keep that in. Keep that in. It's real. We're real and raw on this podcast, okay? We keep it raw. But we also view content proliferation as something that's not zero, or not, I keep saying zero sum, but I think, and we're seeing a lot about this on Twitter, people start to tweet about this, and something I realized I'm going to write about it while I was at the event is a lot of these, whether it be DAO related or not, protocols or projects have no idea what they're doing from a GTM and marketing standpoint. And that's something I think we all are aligned on and have kind of walked the walk and talked the talk in regards to we have a product that, is very technical and very, based in the roots of the technical ethos of crypto. But at the same time, we understand that a product is a product, but it needs to have pretty elite content and marketing to support it. And we use DAO Talk as a way to do that. And that's kind of the approach we took for ETH Denver in and of itself. It's kind of a two-prong approach, having the traditional BD and being on the venue floor and talking to people, but at the same time creating content that is not necessarily Tally branded, but is pushing the DAO ecosystem forward. So if you're watching, we're just going to go through some of the content and things we did this week, and maybe you can, take what you need, leave what you don't. If you're just a content enjoyer, we have that for you. But if you also want to take some of these strategies and apply them to your project, that's what we're here for, if you want to talk about it. So we had the venue floor, which was a ton of foot traffic, thousands of people. So we're like, hey, you know what? What can we do to make it interesting? We're going to give merch away, but we want to make it not just transactional. We want to make it kind of a community vibe and talk to people. So we had our friend Dan Wu, who I don't know if we had him on the pod, but we need to get him on the pod. He's been in the ecosystem for a while, but he just transitioned into being a full-time creator. So we had him come and film some videos with myself and some of the team where we did some on-chain trivia and some DAO trivia. If you're watching this right now, this is our main clip we put out so far, where we had one bonus question that we realized is actually pretty funny and no one knows the answer to. So we kind of went around and asked everyone in the venue if you could name one co-founder of Ethereum besides Vitalik. Obviously founder is a loose word, because it was just Vitalik invited people to do an offsite, and if they came, they're the original OG Ethereum guys. But no one really knew. Some people knew Joe Lubin because they work at Linea and Consensus, and that's their boss, so they knew that. But I'd go check that video out for sure. It's pretty sweet, and it's funny. We asked the guy who's a local vendor who was roasting nuts and selling them to people what he knew. So go check that out. We also went to a Denver Nuggets game with the Arbitrum fam and the Offchain Labs Foundation and the Arbitrum Foundation. That was great. I love the Arbitrum fam. We talk a lot about them on the cast, but it's not just because we're blowing smoke up their ass. It's they're legit, and everyone there is pretty freaking awesome and legit. So that was a good time hanging out with them. And then the merch, it's weird talking about it because I made it, but people really like the merch. And yeah. So if you want some, come get some. I would love to hear your guys' opinions. How do you feel about our merch presence? And how do you feel about I brought up the GTM, no one really has any idea what they're doing. I'd love to hear an outside opinion for someone who's I think about it 24/7, so it's obvious to me, but I want to know what you guys think. from more of a consumer perspective, how did you feel about, because you guys are going to more side events and talking to booths and getting merch from people, how do you feel it, who did well, who didn't do well? And you don't have to like call people out specifically, but I'd love to hear like your thoughts on stuff. I know CHE, you went to like a ton of different events, so.
Yeah, the merch is always interesting at ETH Denver. I remember a few years ago, I went and they like had us pick between two sort of sweatshirts, and every single person had the same, like picked the better one. And my friend said that's because it's the only thing in crypto with a good UX, which is funny. But the merch is always very diverse, both in terms of like aesthetic and also quality. So that's why, yeah, I was definitely excited by our merch. Heard lots of good things. I was next to somebody at like the base party at like 4 a.m. and I'd never seen the dude in my life, and he was wearing the Tally shirt, which is a good sign. You know, it's not just like your friends pity wearing your stuff, but random people who actually think the stuff in and of itself is cool. And that's what like a big facet of what merch is for us, right? Like, it's not just thank you for using Tally or whatever, but it's like getting Tally's name out there, where it says the home of governance, so people actually know. And then on top of this, like, yeah, I thought ours went really well because it wasn't transactional. People in the DAO, especially governance space, you know, are pretty like keen to talk about whatever tangentially relates to the space. So that was cool. I had a lot of like really interesting conversations. A big highlight of Denver for me was like getting context about why this DAO does this or partners with this other DAO, which is hard to pick up when you're just, you know, speaking to someone online. In this way, you can hold a shirt over someone's head, you know, until they help you out. So it was really cool. Some other sick merch. I really loved Hive's merch as well as their DMT Elf stickers. Those were sick. And also tie-dye is such a rare one. I got a great Polygon hoodie. And I also got a Champion Gauntlet hoodie. So those are maybe my top ones. But this was the year of me overpacking. So I tried to not bring back merch that I didn't actually like / wouldn't wear. So competition was stiff, and I made it out with about 10 items, maybe three of which were tallies.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah, I agree. I used to work in, my parents owned a screen printing shop and do apparel and merch and things like that. So I've seen a lot of really boring and awful merch, and I think that's probably... I mean, what sets ours apart is that it's a little bit different. I think the designs are really awesome. I loved all of our stickers in particular. I think a lot of people get pulled into this trap of like wanting to be professional at like a conference and like present their brand and, you know, take things seriously and things like that. And I think kind of the unlock here at certainly a crypto conference is like being a little bit different. I mean, like, I also loved what High was doing. I mean, they set up just like a gorilla booth in a corner and like duct taped a sign to the wall, and the organizers came and shut them down halfway through the first day type of thing. I thought that was really fun. just the kind of like merch experiments that were going on. I thought our stuff was really well done too. So
appreciate it. Yeah. Enough like fucking glazing over my merch and designs. This feels weird. I brought it up, but I think it's we've talked about this past couple weeks, but I think it's even more important now, especially we can talk about this, but like during ETH Denver, like the coins are just ripping to the moon. Like, we're almost at all-time highs for ETH in BTC as we speak. Knock on wood. But I think that's it illuminates a bigger point that I'm going to be, I realize I need to write more about and focus more on, especially as we start, because we're at this point, we talked about it, where like coins are going up, everyone's energized, things are getting better, but like it's not the point where like a bunch of new grifters and scammers have entered the space. So it's a pretty like nice time right now where like things are good, people are happy, the coins are ripping. You know, the mainstream, we're getting, you know, we're starting to get the texts from our friends and our moms about our portfolios and whatnot. But I think we should use this little, like, it's not downtime, but this period of like in between, if we think what's going to happen next, which is like we start getting the grifters and scammers back, where, you know, if a lot of these new DAOs are coming down the pipeline, like we know, but you know, we can't necessarily say, but like they're coming. And I think everyone's aware of like, it's almost airdrop season or it's starting. And I've seen different like projects start to like agree with what I'm going to say, where it's like, I talk about decentralized marketing. And we kind of walk the walk with this, where like, you know, we don't have necessarily like a full-time marketing team, but we have a network with Contigo and with other individual creators where like, hey, if we need something or you need like a 2-month contract or a 3-month contract for a project, like there's a whole freelance community in the DAO system. Like full-time DAO contributors are starting to come back that you're able to use and do. Like I know Winnie did it and 0x Designer did it, or they posted on Twitter like, oh, I'm FOMOing into Denver. If a project wants to like sponsor me and just pay for my flight, I'll do like an entire marketing campaign for you during the week. I think that's absolutely genius from both ends, right? Like not only from a contributor's perspective, but also from a project's perspective. Like you're kind of co-opting this person's following and their expertise into doing a cool project. And if you ever want to bring them on full time, you can. But it's just like, if you're not taking advantage of the insane amount of creators and like consumer crypto people in the space to help your project, then you're kind of missing the point. And that's something we've talked about with like post ETH Denver. Okay, if we're going to spend, you know, I'm not going to say the exact number, but like a ton of money for a booth at a venue, you better make sure you execute correctly and it's worth it, because it's not worth it just to be there like talking to people, because there's so many booths, you have to stand out. And I think that's reflective of the ecosystem as a whole, especially as we start to enter into this like frenzied period where it's like there's going to be so many projects and there's going to be so many airdrops. I'm like, yeah, you can rely on the airdrop farmers to start, but like what's going to happen when those go away and it's just a matter of the community you built and are left with? So I think hopefully we're going to start to see a shift into more of a focus on like GTM and marketing and branding and community building. Cause I think it's such a blur, but like back in 2020, 2021, like I feel like that was kind of a miss. And the bear, like no one was really spending or focusing on that. They were just trying to survive and build a product that, you know, was profitable. So hopefully we see that moving forward. Definitely gonna have more content on our end about that as well. Because I think, we've all post Denver, we're kind of convicted in our like beliefs of like the proper path and where we're going and moving forward. So, we'll do that. And when we say we'll do that, like it's not just for us, it's like we offer GTM strategies for protocols and DAOs too. So we'll lead from the front. But, again, it was good to talk to everyone. And I just want to like put us all out there as like a resource, you know, like we want to help the ecosystem as a whole. We're not just trying to like pump Tally the whole time. So yeah, well, I'm talking a long time. When Frisian's not here, I have to talk more and it's just weird. But let's go through some quick updates from the ecosystem this week, and then we're probably just going to call it a pretty, you know, easy ETH Denver update. I think everyone's kind of, whether they're at ETH Denver or not, is kind of burnt out a little bit this week, and then we'll hit the ground running next week with Strict going into Q2 and the rest of the year. But tweet from Immutable Lawyer Joseph, who's from Arbitrum. Elections are now up on Snapshot. Thanks to the Tally Chad Frisian for the help. Of course, Frisian, our resident Arbitrum Chad. Elections for the Arbitrum Research and Development Collective are live. So go check that out. We'll link that in the show notes as well. Some cool like stuff's happening in Arbitrum on the back end. Not any on-chain proposals this week, but I know you guys were at GovHack. How was GovHack for those that weren't there? If you guys want to give us like a quick couple sentence breakdown of what GovHack was and like what went down.
GovHack was awesome. Hack Humanity put together like a non-technical hackathon for governance proposals, just getting as many contributors and delegates in the same room to put together some improvements that could push Arbitrum forward. And just terrific energy. Before the event, they'd identified, I think, 8 primary like tracks that they wanted to get proposals pushed forward inside of. So like DAO, ops, and like contributor onboarding, and things around Orbit and BD and things like that. And at the beginning of the event, they started with, I want to say like 12 teams had formed together. And by the end of the second day, I think they had like 24 teams that were trying to, that were putting proposals together. And there were a lot of really good ones. And it was just tremendous, awesome in-person energy. So it was a really good event.
Love that. I know we split up the team. So you are at GovHack, Sishi, you were at Uniswap, right? They had their own event as well.
Yeah.
GovSwap. How was that?
Yeah, it was cool. It felt like it had like the exactly perfect stakeholders there for the DAO. We tried to cater it directly to delegates, which was cool. And, you know, a lot of these events have people from like all walks of crypto with different levels of expertise as well. But the Uniswap one, everybody was exactly aligned, which was actually really helpful to the goal of just cranking out proposals. So excited to see the actual results of it go to the DAO itself. And it's also a really good experiment in like the power of in-person creation.
Yeah, I love that. I think we're going to do more of that in the future where it's like, okay, you're just having a 1 or 2 day event where you can have everyone come and go as they please. And then you have a little bit more freedom to do some workshops, do some breakout sessions, meet in person, compare notes, and like build like, you know, actual like connections that, you know, are going to last the rest of the year. And like, you know, that way, like, hey, I remember this conversation I had with this person for this forum post, you know, like it's, I think it's pretty awesome. And I hope to see more of that. And we're going to do our part to, you know, make more of that happen at the conferences the rest of the year. So pretty awesome. Speaking of conferences, there's going to be a permissionless is changing locations this year, and they're going to be in Salt Lake City, home of your favorite DAO talk person, Frisian and Caden. So we'll look forward to that. Matt from Blockworks, who I met in Denver for the first time, which is cool. So shout out, Matt. I don't know if you listen, but this is y'all's like home base and the nature and recreational activities I'm very excited for. So I look forward to that. That'll be in October. I think our next one will be at, as me and CHE will be at ETH Berlin and ETH Dublin, which is in May. And then we might be doing a DAO event in March, which we'll have more details about in the future. And then we'll see you at ECC. And then DAO Tokyo is happening again, which will be in August in Tokyo. And then Dev Connect this year is in Bangkok. So that's kind of our schedule for the rest of the year. Look forward for some cool events from us. We're looking forward to that. Yeah, that's pretty much it for this week. Pretty short week. Like I said, a little ETH Denver recap. Yeah, we'll see you next week for episode 74, back with the whole team. Again, everything we talked about will be in the show notes. I believe there's a Tally newsletter going out. It'll be out by the time you listen to this, which will be kind of a written version of this podcast. But yeah, quick one this week. Again, shout out to everyone we saw in Denver. We love meeting everyone. Make sure you DM me or someone for the team if you want some Tally merch. I'll get it to you. And then I look forward to seeing everyone who we didn't see in Denver at some of the international circuit this year. And yeah, see you guys. Peace.
Peace.